This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The year is 2020, and we are living in a paradox. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. We are seeing a planetary awakening to a UN corporate-directed Great Reset that is designed to usher in an end of all Western freedom and its export around the planet. The end of due process, the end of the right of assembly, the end of every basic freedom. That is the goal of the Communist Chinese, who are unified with the United Nations in stating. They even have articles in the LA Times saying Xi Jinping's mission is to crush American system and democracy and our republic. And that's really the attitude of these corporations. They are conquering everyone very, very cold-bloodedly. And now you see the footage, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, it's on Infowars.com, of the police in Germany savagely beating and attacking men, women, and children with batons, men in armor running at full speed into crowds of civilians who simply want a right to have their business, a right to go outside, a right to not be tracked, a right to not live in something worse than the Stasi East German system. This is classic tyranny of the highest grade, upgraded with a high-tech overload, and this system is the post-industrial world. And you see the footage coming out of Australia of people that have been locked for weeks, and in some cases months, in hotels, tourists that can't get out and aren't even allowed to leave their rooms. In Australia, people have to have their dogs take a crap inside the house and they throw it out the windows. This is a lockdown. This is training us to be prisoners. And I know as an audience, you're amazing people and you get this and you understand it. I'm on the ground here in Georgia. We're going to be demonstrating at the Capitol in just a few hours. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. We're going to have live feeds from the ground and so much more. But it is heartening to see all these different German states saying no to Merkel. You're basically a dictator that's rigged the elections by manipulating the parliamentary system. You're nothing but an EU globalist. And you're just trying to bankrupt us and make us dependent on you. And it's insane. And all the big corporations, they're seen as vital. They're seen as essential, so they stay open. All their stocks gone up. Their profits have gone up, in many cases, 100% in just the last year. And it was the big tech companies that implemented the first lockdowns that then leftist governments followed suit with. So this is a global economic siege, a war by the left, by the big corporations, by the Communist Chinese, all lockstep to consolidate power, take our freedoms, and bankrupt us. And the very local governments that are going to see their systems bankrupted by the shutdowns are the ones with the police, quote, just following orders. But that violates the Nuremberg precept of just following orders does not protect you. It violates the Geneva Convention. And remember, behind all of this, you can't just submit and get your welfare check now and live in your house. This is beyond Cloward and Piven. They want medical tyranny. This is about forced inoculations, apps on your phones, tracking everywhere you go and what you do. And now, in California and in places in London and places in Germany, they're all announcing the QR codes to be able to go into businesses that read your phone to prove you've, quote, been vaccinated. That's why all the restaurants now have the QR codes and said that they don't have menus. So they're getting you ready to even be able to go and sit down at a restaurant that you've got government pass, you've got government authorization. This is the mark of the beast out of Revelation. It's not coming, it's here. And so many of the big Baptist churches and Catholic churches are putting in the QR codes and doing all the same thing because they're not churches. They've been taken over by this system. So it's going to all get rapidly worse very, very quickly until you say no. The level of tyranny we'll live under is the level of tyranny you put up with. So I'm asking everyone, take the live feeds from Band.Video. Take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show. Share them by hand. Share them on email. Share them on text. Tell people on the street. Put them on the back of business cards. That's how we're going to override this. People are really listening right now. Traffic to Infowars is up like fivefold. That's great. The awakening is here. And the system is really revealing itself. And remember, the globalists aren't God. God is in charge. And this is a great test, but we're going to come through this together. But the answer is stand up and say no. Owen Schroyer is coming up, live feeds on the ground from here in Georgia. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the word.
InfoWars, the fighting is total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ollie, this is just one example of dozens that have already come out in the last day. This is just now breaking in Georgia where we are.
Just this morning, it is breaking news. David Schaefer, the Georgia Republican Party chair, tweets this. One of our monitors discovered 9,626 vote error in DeKalb County hand count. That is in Atlanta. One batch was labeled 10,707 votes for Biden and just 13 for Trump, an improbable margin even for DeKalb standards. The actual count for the batch was 1,081 for Biden and 13 for Trump. Had this counting error not been discovered, Biden would have gained enough votes from this one batch alone to cancel out Trump's gains from Fayette County, Floyd, and Walton. Folks, we have to audit the vote, and we have to check the signatures in Georgia. That's why Alex Jones and I are here at Ground Zero, Georgia.
Incredible. Ollie, what you're saying is, in that building, they have now found more scams from the counting of the ballots in that building behind me that just so happens to have CNN on it. I don't believe it. There's no way CNN ever does anything criminal. And there's no way there's a blip right there either.
Well, CNN owns this town, and at the CNN Center is where they counted the Fulton County ballots. And folks, election night, we didn't know how many ballots there were. They just kept coming and coming and coming, just like we see out of Broward County, Florida, where we did Stop the Steal 2018. We warned the Republican Party this was the method. It's not just the Dominion machines. It's the mail-in ballot. It's the absentee ballots. It's these provisional ballots that show up. We have to stop the steal.
Come on. Let's CNN count the votes. We're standing here in Atlanta, Georgia at Olympic Park, the site of the false flag attack that was blamed on Richard Jewell during the Olympics. And there's the CNN Center and building right behind me, and we have the Goodyear blimp flying around. This is quite a conflagration happening. And guess what else happened? They counted a lot of the mysterious votes that had problems inside the CNN building. That was a ballot counting center. So as Stalin said, I don't care who casts the vote, I care who counts them. Well, Ollie Alexander, the national founder and coordinator of Stop the Steal movement, is here. We've been all over the country together fighting. We've reached a critical juncture here in Georgia. But first, big breaking news, Ollie, on the situation that is just explosive, like out of a Hollywood gangster movie, in Michigan. Tell us about that.
So in Wayne County, Michigan, that's Detroit, the Republicans, two Republicans and two Democrats sit on the canvassing board. The Republicans decided not to certify the election. But under duress and threat from hundreds of thousands of tweets, the leftist Antifa, BLM, they reluctantly agreed under the condition that the Secretary of State would do an audit. We are in legal and constitutional limbo as we don't even understand what that means. What are their rights? So what we have is bullying from the left against people who just want to certify clean elections, not bad elections. And we're just in constitutional limbo, folks. You're going to have to watch InfoWars. You're going to have to watch the Stop the Steal movement as we navigate this through patriots in the streets and through the courts.
And let's talk about why they were saying we're not certified this and calling for an audit, which they're still calling for an audit, but they did go ahead and say they're going to certify it. because things were, quote, out of balance at a record level.
So they're out of balance at a record level. I think it was double from 2016 to now. And the Republicans are like, there's a human error here. Let's figure that out before we send it to the Secretary of State's office. And then the Secretary of State would certify. And then, depending on state law, the governor or some other automatic statutory entity would then do the final certification to send the electors to the Electoral College.
Now, they talk about out of balance. It's a lot of different things that are happening. But
right.
You've got 80-plus, 90-plus percent turning out. Some precincts, 100% of the voters turning out.
120, 130, 150 more votes than there are voters in some cases.
You've got dead people by the thousands voting.
Yes.
In Detroit. This is going on. So the brainwashing of, there's no proof. Mainstream media won't show the proof. But InfoWars.com and Gateway Pundit and all these places, it's a fire hose of proof and eyewitnesses and whistleblowers and undercover video of them in Detroit going, listen, we're not letting poll watches in here. We're going to violate the law. And then you have the Democrats that run the state. Well, one of them is a former high-level Southern Poverty Law Center. She comes out and starts threatening people that are reporting on it, saying, I'll arrest you for reporting on this. I mean, we have the intimidation, we have the fraud, we have the cover-up, we have it all. The people need to stand up peacefully and say no to this.
Yes, Michigan is very dangerous. George Soros owns the attorney general there. If we go there, they're going to arrest us, and we might just have to make them. Pennsylvania Supreme Court made a decision last night, just to piggyback off what you said about poll watchers. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, in a 5-2 decision, said it doesn't matter that there were no Republicans in some of these polling locations. It's fine. That's settled, folks. I'm sure we can take it to the Supreme Court, but I warned everyone weeks ago, Chief Justice Roberts set us up with the Michigan or with the Wisconsin decision when he said, oh, it's fine if the state court decides something I don't agree with. My federalism. So, you know, don't look for relief out of the Supreme Court out of this bad Pennsylvania decision where they say you don't need Republican poll watchers. That's not damages.
We need relief from the legislatures.
Yes.
In the federal and state constitutions. It's time for them, when there's fraud, to call emergency sessions, which is why we're in Georgia. Tell folks about what we're doing the next 4 days in a row at high noon.
So at high noon at the Georgia State Capitol, Alex Jones, myself, and other patriots are here, and we are marching, and we are telling the Secretary of State, stop, don't certify. The chances of that happening are zero, but we might stop the deadline that happens 24 hours after that, and that's when Governor Brian Kemp, who's been wobbly in this whole issue, then has to certify the election from his office. When he signs a piece of paper certifying the election, it puts a Democrat slate of electors to the Electoral College. We cannot have this happen. If this happens, our remedies in court then become next to nil. What he has to do, what Governor Kemp has to do today, is call the state legislature into an emergency session, keep them through January 9th, and give them broad oversight so they can reclaim their constitutional powers. And it's their duty, it's their obligation to select electors. They need to reclaim that constitutional power.
That's right. It was Nancy Pelosi's daughter that tried to get the electors after Trump had been elected to say no. She said she had a right to do that. That's really questionable. But this is the legislature during the election process before it's been conceded. And look, if I thought Trump had really lost, I wouldn't be here. He got more votes in all these battleground states than he got last time by a huge margin. He got almost 11 million more votes nationally than he got last time. He has all these giant rallies. They froze it that night. And then all the votes came in every state straight up. And we have all the evidence in Georgia of incredible fraud
that's
coming out. I mean, the Project Veritas model, but undercover videos, people inside saying that they would take ballots for Trump and say that they were ballots for Biden. This is systematic Democrats who believe they can break the law because Trump, quote, is Hitler. It's absolutely dangerous. And what's really happening is communist China is bragging they're taking this nation over. We've got more live reports on the ground coming up today. Obviously, you're watching right now. Owen Schroyer is hosting. I'll be back on the broadcast from the street coming up. But we taped this right before the live show today. It'll also be posted at InfoWars.com. So please get this out. That's why we're here. That's why your numbers are needed. We expect there to be hundreds today, thousands tomorrow, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands coming up on Saturday. Be here and stop the steal. You are the modern Paul Revere's. Again, Ollie, tell folks where they visit your website to find out the real Stop the Steal movement, not neocons hijacking it to derail it.
StopTheSteal.us. StopTheSteal.us. Go there and find out how you can participate. We're in all 50 states. We're all pissed off about this, and we highlight the contested states of where we need you. If you can get in your RV, if you can get in your truck, if you can get in your bike, if we the people will put pressure on these judges and these politicians, they will be forced to react to our moves.
All right, more live coverage with Owen Schroyer right now.
Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing a basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Thank you.
Jones Show on InfoWars. And Alex Jones is right there on the screen, bullhorning the state capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia. I think that's Nick Fuentes to his left, Rob Dew there on screen as well, filming. And you can see the crowd gathered behind him where we were last week. I believe even, was that on last week of this day or yesterday? Point is, we are rallying the troops. We are on a forward march. We are louder than ever, and we are going to stop this steal. But even if the Democrats get away with this, they've been so caught. Whatever comes at the end of this is going to be a full reveal of just how corrupt our system has been. Now, I've got more news stories and reports of the total election fraud. We've got the smoke signals being sent by the fake Biden president-elect transition team of what that administration would ever be about. It's scary, folks. And then just more evidence is just pouring in with videos now of what's going on in Georgia. But let's go live to Alex Jones there in front of the state capitol building in Atlanta with a large crowd behind him.
Red-handed, engaged in massive fraud, and the people know. And the people will not accept this fraudulent election. And just like in other countries, bare minimum, we need a new election called in the disputed states. Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
Brian Kemp, the Republican governor, is letting this happen. And the Republican Secretary of State is a criminal, and he is letting them steal this election.
Because the governor's chief of staff is on the payroll of Dominion. And the other state officials met with the Clinton's lawyers and made an illegal deal outside of the legislature to allow mail-in ballots.
You are in your living room, you're in your kitchen, you're in your car, and you got Alex Jones live bullhorning in Atlanta. I love it. This is what it's all about.
It's illegal! It's illegal! It's illegal! It's illegal!
This is just day one, and I want to salute and commit everybody to shut up here today. It's going to get bigger and bigger as patriots around the country see this. And I know on Saturday, there's going to be out here at least 10,000 people. But I know to all the millions watching, we love you, and we appreciate you, and we'll never give up on America for this new world order takeover!
Let's let the governor know how often we're coming out. Every day! Every day! Every day!
Every day! Every day! Every day! Every day! Every day!
The Republicans are about to push back the left. We are going to occupy the streets. We're going to get angry. We're going to show up without permits. We're going to show up at their homes. Not peacefully, but at their homes. Who's with us?
Yeah!
What you'll need to know is today they found 10,000 votes that were tabulated for Biden erroneously. Magic, huh?
Here?
They don't want us to take the time to slow this election down because they know what we'll catch. They're terrified. On Thursday, the Secretary of State is supposed to certify the election. And guess what? Bad Brad will. But Governor Kemp is due on Friday at 5 p.m. If he doesn't certify the election, we can go into constitutional limbo, which is what we want, so the state legislators can take back its constitutional duty, take back its constitutional obligation, take back its constitutional right, and choose the electors for the state.
Yeah!
The Republican Party has failed us. We know there was a fraud. We saw it on Election Day. There is no question about it. And since Election Day, we have heard from our Republican representatives absolutely nothing. Nikki Haley has said nothing. Dan Crenshaw has said nothing. Marco Rubio, in fact, supports Biden stealing this election.
Forget about Lindsey Graham giving Kamala Harris
as far
the fist
as I'm
bump
concerned,
on the floor.
The Republican Party is over.
You guys know we are live here taking a feed from the InfoWars crew on the ground in Atlanta, Georgia, at the state capitol. You heard from Alex Jones on the bullhorn, Ollie Alexander, Nick Fuentes currently leading the charge as they are trying to steal this election in Georgia.
And what Nick Fuentes just said is 1,000,000% true. The Republican Party never liked Trump. They don't like populists. They don't like us. They're globalists that share power with the Democrats. But since we've awakened to globalism, and now it's a household understanding that America's fighting outside corrupt forces, this is just the beginning of the end of them. They're having to steal this out in the open. We forced the globalists out in the open. They had to put a walking corpse up there and claim he's the president-elect. That's because the New World Order is in deep trouble. And I want to salute all of you that came out here today. You are just the beginning of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones has been right about everything. What we're seeing,
Alex,
this is not about the fake Republican Party or the fake Democratic Party. This is about the global special interests versus we, the American people.
We the people. We the people. We the people.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, powerful sights and sounds from the state capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia. Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Ollie Alexander leading the charge there. This is incredible. A Democrat stronghold. And for the second week in a row, we have rallied massive numbers of patriots out there, and I do believe it's going to get bigger. Folks, before we take this break and come back, and we'll continue our live coverage of this, and I also have news I'm going to get into, a lot of it breaking, developing right now as far as the theft is concerned of our election. But everything we do here, folks, being on air, having the crew, flying out to all these things, having the Stop the Steal caravan, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So in this short four-minute break, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a t-shirt, buy one of the great supplements, buy an air filter, buy a water filter, get yourself some emergency food supplies. InfoWarsStore.com. Fuel this ship of information.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fighting against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Store.com during that short break. I hope you did. To fund this mothership of information, the Paul Revere of modern day media. Alex Jones is leading the charge in Atlanta, Georgia right now. Nick Fuentes, Ollie Alexander also on the scene with what appears to be at least a couple hundred Patriots there in Atlanta. Second week in a row, we've been able to activate and organize a large crowd of people in Atlanta at the state capitol. Let's go back live now. Nick Fuentes currently on the bullhorn in front of the Capitol building.
Hold on, this way.
Okay, whatever you say.
And I don't know about you, but I'm laying it all on the line for this fight. That's why we're touring the state capitol. I was in Lansing, and we were in the million MAGA march in D.C., and we're in Georgia
Black
now.
Guy, Vernon Jones.
And if we don't secure the 16 Electoral College votes from Georgia, it very well may be over altogether. And that's why we have to turn out tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, and every single day until they allocate those votes for our rightful president, Donald Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. The trucker strike that is coming up this month is only the beginning. Yeah! Because we are the American people. We make the trades run on time. We deliver the goods. And we will shut this country down.
Yeah! Folks, State Rep. Vernon Jones has a lot of courage. He's a great patriot.
He's about to speak here in a moment.
They've got
Democrats.
got Vernon Jones out there with them now. This is incredible.
So it's all BR, super misbehavior like patriots are. We're not like Antifa and those communists. So again, Holly Alexander, this is great Georgian patriot.
Thank you.
Woo! Vernon Jones marched with us in D.C. No. How many people saw? Over 500,000 of us.
Vernon Jones once crowd surfed at a Trump rally.
He's taking this election.
He's very serious and stoic right now.
He doesn't care what race, color, party you're with. He'll speak to any American. And I welcome here with us today. That's what he's here. After Vernon's speech, we're going to march peacefully, orderly, into the state capitol through Mitchell Street. We're going to leave our signs and our flags if the cops ask us to. It's going to take us a little while to get in, but we're going to ring the gold dome with special session chants. And we will tell the governor that we've got his back if he's got ours. But first, State Rep Vernon Jones!
Thank you, Ali.
Hello, America!
Hello!
Hello, Georgians!
Hello!
Are you here to stand up for your rights?
Yeah!
Do you believe in fair and transparent elections?
Yeah!
Do you believe in law and order?
Yeah!
Well, I'll stand with you.
Again, this is Democrat State Representative Vernon Jones.
I want to welcome you to the people's house. The Georgia State Capitol, it belongs to the people.
We have a weird,
we have a weird
optical issue here, folks, but we're going to stick with this live stream here.
My comment, I do want to say this. We respect law and order. We respect those public safety personnel that are here now, the Georgia Public Safety Department, the Georgia State Patrol. Let's make sure we give them a big hand because they're here to protect us.
That's right.
Let's make sure we make their jobs easy. They are our friends. They're not our foe. I cannot stand on anybody who goes up against law enforcement. So as we do make our way into this capital, if this allowed, and we do it right and properly, if we respect them, they will respect us.
Don't act like Democrats.
Don't act like Antifa, and don't act like Black Lives Matter. Because we are great American patriots, and we care about this country, and we're just here because we have a right to protest for our rights.
USA! 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 USA!
USA! USA!
I think it's important. I think it's very important that the members of the Georgia General Assembly, the Lieutenant Governor, the Governor, all those elected constitutional officers, including the Secretary of State, know that we feel that this was not a fair and a transparent election. We want them to know how in the hell weeks later can ballots show up out of nowhere over the last 48 hours. We want them to know that we do not like the Dominion system. Something is going on with the hardware and the software. We want them to know we want every legal vote counted. And we will not lay down until we feel that that has happened. We're going to continue to fight for our rights.
Yeah!
And this is not a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
Right.
We are not a third world country. We are the United States of America.
Yeah! USA! 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 USA!
So Vernon Jones has now joined Ali Alexander, Nick Fuentes, and Alex Jones in front of the state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia. And he is speaking right now on the bullhorn. Let's go back live to the scene.
Then we saw the thuggery, those who come out from those groups, anti or Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and they attack American citizens, even senior citizens. That's wrong. Where's Joe Biden? Why hasn't Joe Biden condemned them by name? Why hasn't the Democrats done it by name? Why has a lot of Republicans done it by name? Let's call them out for what they are. But we were taught that if you slap you on your right cheek, turn your left cheek. And we will continue to turn the cheek, but we're not. Even if our heads are bloody but unbound, we are not going to bow down to socialism and Marxism and communism in this country.
Stop the steal!
We will stop the steal!
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
So let me say, this is not over. Even after the votes are counted,
amen,
and the electoral process give those electoral votes to whomever, we're just not going to let the media tell us who is the president elect at this time. We're not going to let the media tell us that Donald Trump has not won yet. Let the process go through. We have our rights. We have litigation going on. There's vote counting still going on. And we want to go to the very end. What is wrong with that? They didn't say anything when Stacey Abrams did it. For 3 years, she didn't concede. For 3 years, she didn't concede. Now, why do you want to give us a hard time? Because we won't accept your narrative. That's what the media does. The media has done more to interfere with our voting rights than Russia and China combined, I'm telling you. So, with that being said, we want to follow the instructions of Ali. Ali is a great American. I want y'all to know he's a peaceful man, but he stands up for his left and his right.
Amen.
Like we all do. So we want to respect the Capitol Police because they respect us. And I love those men and women that wear that blue because they love us.
Yes.
Especially the time when the liberals and the left are wanting to defund the police department. Want to defund Georgia State Patrol, Georgia's public safety, all across this
All country. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue this live coverage of the Stop the Steal demonstration in Atlanta, Georgia, at the state capitol building. This is incredible. America is rising. Patriots are coming together. We're not going to let them steal our election.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones, this is the Alex Jones Show. You are tuned in live. And Alex Jones is now leading the march alongside Nick Fuentes, Vernon Jones, Ali Alexander, and hundreds of patriots who have gathered at the state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, this is incredible to see. They're now going into the building. We're going to continue this live feed. Folks, I'm now seeing, as I'm looking at the crowd here as they begin to march into the building, people who were on the caravan with me last week who are still part of this. So Americans are ready to go. They are not going to let this election be stolen from them. And so let's go back live now to the feed. Let's hear what they're saying as they're now entering, I believe, the Capitol building with State Representative Vernon Jones.
It's a hard time, so just understand that. And I know you all do, but you know how the other crowd will make it official.
So they're about to take a crowd of 200 to 300 people into the state capitol.
We want to do everything before it's possible.
They've got all their Trump paraphernalia and everything. They're going to have to go through security. It's hilarious.
It looks like our feed may be getting cut off. They're probably in a basement there in the capitol building. We're going to try to keep up with this, guys. Guys, give me this audio. Yeah, give me the audio there. So, again, there's hundreds of people here that they're going to have to shuffle into the Capitol. They have basically one at a time there with the metal detector and everything. Of course, this is ridiculous. But, you know, this is the security state we live in, so fine. The nanny state. All after 9/11. And we're in the new 9/11 now. The election theft is the new 9/11. The fake pandemic is the new 9/11. Changing your way of life. Changing the way you travel. Changing the way you engage in commerce. Changing the way just everything happens. We cannot allow this one. Again, think about the history. Think about the history in Atlanta, Georgia, a Democrat-run city in a red state where they're trying to steal a massive election victory from President Trump. And not only do you have some of the great supporters of President Trump in the media and activists and influencers like Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones, Ali Alexander, but you have the Democrat state rep, Vernon Jones, leading the charge into the state capitol building to stop the steal. He knows the Democrats stole this election. All right, we'll continue to monitor this. Just keep that feed in front of you guys. We'll continue to monitor that. In the meantime, I should play this video of something that happened in Georgia this morning. In fact, I don't even... Let's see if it's on here. You guys have that video out of Georgia this morning that President Trump retweeted that we had to go find? So, President Trump retweeted this video where election officials in Georgia are basically saying, yeah, the electronic voting machines, we can't really get the record. We don't know what's happening. The tech team is here trying to figure it out. They don't know either. Pretty shocking, stunning footage. Here it is.
Square one for this building.
Just for this building.
Just for this building, because this is where the problem was.
Got it. And how many are in the building?
1,141, give or take.
And that was just early voting.
No, sorry, not once. Sorry, 8,141. Yes.
That was just early voting.
The early voting in this building.
So we're recounting about over 8,000 from just this building.
Yep.
Got it. Separate them to 51st and
50. Then rescan, get their votes, and go from there. Yep.
Okay. Got it.
And then if I'm off, this is how they do the absentee ballots. So in-person voting.
All right. This is really strange. This isn't the video, and I'm not blaming the crew because the video got actually deleted. I thought that was the video. There's another video that lady tweeted out that got retweeted by the president that just got magically disappeared off Twitter. And I'm wondering if there isn't some chicanery going on there or why that video is gone. Because it's the same series of videos from that same gal. And the guy's literally like, well, they're trying to fix this. The Dominion IT guys are like, we're trying to fix this. And she asked something like, well, you know, can you go audit those votes or something? He's like, no, we can't get the record. We can't get the access because it's all done on that electronic machine. And if somebody goes in and fixes up the algorithms or messes up with the data, there's nothing they can do to recover it. There's no record. It can all be done off location. It can all be done remotely. It's all been proven. That's why they run with these systems. That's why they tested it with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And then when it worked to steal elections for the communists in Venezuela, it went nationwide. You know, it's so historic. You think about everything we've endured in the last 4 years, and now we're sitting here on the precipice of exposing rigged elections worldwide. And we have the names, we know the systems, we know who's involved. I mean, this is so groundbreaking, and it's like, it should be the number one news story in the world. And because most mainstream media, most network news is totally fake, totally corrupt, totally bought and paid for, you don't even hear about it. This is cataclysmic. They sit here and obsess over fake Russian collusion, fake Russian interference for 3 years, run impeachment scams, run special counsel scams, special investigations, all these scams, you know, because they really care about the integrity of our elections. Bull crap. Because they're ignoring the biggest theft and the biggest proof and expose we've ever seen in modern history of how elections are rigged with electronic voting technology. And of course, this is common sense. What's the easiest way to rig an election? Make it electronic. Use the technology to guarantee you get the results that you want. It's not confusing. It doesn't take a rocket science to get this, folks. It's very simple. And they did it. And they've been caught. Not just in America, worldwide. It was Democrats years ago complaining about this during Senate testimony. Elizabeth Warren complained. Klobuchar complained. Nadler complained. They all complained. Hell, there's speeches from Obama in 2007 and 2008 where he says, yeah, our elections are rigged. So they all know what's going on. You know, the disingenuousness of the modern-day liberal, the modern-day Democrat, the modern-day left is so disgusting. It's just so filthy. And it's perhaps not exemplified any better than Barack Hussein Obama, where he says that the internet is the single biggest threat to our democracy during an interview. Excuse me, Barack, you traitor. Excuse me, Barack, you traitor. I have about a 15-and-a-half-inch neck. I know that from my dress shirts. I wonder what size neck Obama has for his dress shirts. That's what you give traitors, his new dress shirts. But no, I mean, I've got all of this. I've got Lynn Wood, an attorney for Donald Trump, fighting hard. Last night, I filed an emergency motion for injunctive relief in my lawsuit against Georgia Secretary of State. Relief sought includes an order prohibiting certification, which includes defective absentee ballots, requiring that a hand count be performed, but they can't do it because it's all on the system. It's all already been rigged. I have, Lynn Wood again, I have irrefutable evidence that the Georgia local election officials were instructed by state to report original vote totals and not report recount totals, which are different. These people are corrupt to the point of criminality. They are intentionally engaged in fraud in a federal election. You have Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and the rest censoring President Trump when he talks about what's happening. You have a six-part report in the Gateway Pundit breaking down the theft in Georgia, Pennsylvania. You have the 16 of 17 bellwether counties, is what they call them, that always determine the results of the election. It's almost 100% every year. They all went for Trump this year. Magically, somehow, Biden won. Biden underperformed Hillary Clinton nationwide, except in four cities. What cities? Milwaukee, where they stole Wisconsin, Detroit, where they stole Michigan, Atlanta, where they stole Georgia, and Philadelphia, where they stole Pennsylvania. It's all out there. But then Obama says the internet is the greatest threat to democracy, which has nothing to do with democracy, except for the fact that the internet is where our votes are tabulated when they go through Germany and Spain and they rig the vote.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
America is in crisis.